One of the world's poorest countries had one of the world's longest-serving leaders until last week. The president of Burkina Faso in West Africa was ousted following weeks of street protests. The military is in charge for now, but the African Union has given the new government 2 weeks to hand power back to civilians or face sanctions. Here's NPR's Afabia Quistarton.
Lieutenant Colonel Isaac Yakuba Zida from the elite presidential guard is the new interim military leader of landlocked Burkina Faso. This follows the surprise departure of President Blaise Compaoré, who for almost the past 30 years had led one of the poorest countries in the world. The U.S. is hesitating whether to call the takeover a coup, which would require the administration to halt aid. State Department spokeswoman Jan Psaki.
We are certainly encouraging movement to a civilian-led transition and then, of course, elections.
From regional troublemaker, ousted President Compaoré morphed into regional peace broker with close ties with the U.S. in the fight against terrorism. He had faced earlier army mutinies and civilian protests, but Burkina Faso's sit-tight president defied recent calls for him to halt efforts to extend his long rule. This miscalculation was his undoing. New military leader Zida claims the army will restore democracy in Burkina Faso. But civilian opposition leaders and demonstrators who took to the streets in protest fear their popular uprising, or revolution as they're calling it, has been hijacked by the military. Afabia Quistarton, NPR News, Lagos.